Tuesday, June 11th, 2019, 5:30, call to order the meeting of the Board of Fire Commissioners of the Kootenai Fire District. Present, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Zace.
Chief Root.
The first order of business is public comment. We have public comment.
Amy Cates, Cindy Gardner is going to be late, and she asked if I could request that public comment might be reserved till the end of the meeting so that she could avail herself of public comment. So that's my request. Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to be able to accommodate that, as we have a very large agenda before we even go into executive session. So this is going to be a long. Oh, here she is then.
Run. Wait, come on.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. After we didn't have a meeting last month, I started reviewing the minutes since last July of the fire commissioners, and I have noticed that we have an issue with new business and old business. A lot of the time we bring up new business, and then the next month it never gets rediscussed. So I was hoping now that we're starting a new fiscal year that we could keep track of discussions that get brought up in new business and make sure they get followed up in old business the following month. Is that something I just wanted to let you be aware of?
Okay.
I think it's something that we already try to do. Oftentimes, the item does not have anything new to discuss the next month, and it may come up a second or third month
later. But if
later.
We ask somebody to go back and bring information to you, or if we ask someone to look into something, I think that should be addressed the following meeting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just if I could add, one of the things, Cindy, that occurs to me is I've gone back, and in fact did this before, went back to the minutes from April's. A lot of the things that go on perhaps it's a way we categorize things in the chief's report, like facilities, for example, are old business. They're not classified specifically as old business. We'll try to do better about calling them out as, hey, this was an old business thing, like, for example, the roof or things like that, instead of specifically.
The next item is to elect a chairman of the board for the upcoming year. Board is open to nominations.
Nominate Rick Pisano.
Second. That's not a motion. I agree with you. Is that a motion?
Any other nominations?
You can second what you did, so we're good.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
All in favor?
Aye.
My chairmanship continuing.
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Zace?
I accept. Thank you very much. Review and approval of the previous minutes. The minutes from our April meeting, April 9th, have been distributed. I've already gone over my copy. Have you had a chance?
I was not present in that meeting.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Yeah, no, I, in my meeting prep time, I went over them extensively this afternoon.
And to the point of the previous public comment, in our meetings from April, as well as several of the preceding months, the discussion of the specific items for renovation have been discussed and rediscussed in meetings, somewhat contrary to the way it was presented at annual meeting, as though this was whole cloth falling out of the sky. This has been on the agenda back and forth between whether or not we do it on our own or in conjunction with the larger design of facilities planning since last fall. But it does not get regularly listed as by topic. So it may not have been apparent in prior minutes. With that said, I'm going to just sign off on these minutes. Chief, did you see these filed? And we begin with the chief's report.
We've got 2 months to cover here, so April's responses, we did a total of 56. 56 responses in April. They consisted of one mutual aid fire in Mashpee, 35 medicals, one hazardous condition, which is a lightning strike, and 19 service good intent, false alarm calls. May, we went up to 88 total responses for May. One fire, which was an oven fire confined to the oven, 56 medicals, 3 hazardous conditions, and 28 good intent service or false alarm calls. Administration, we have a community coffee scheduled at the fire station. It's been advertised in the Catoosa Currents and will be the June 26th at 10 a.m. The town manager said he was planning on attending. The police chief is on vacation. He's hoping to still come in, but we're not 100% sure. We've invited all most department heads in the town, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
Was this, Chief, just an idea to continue to keep the avenues of communication open or something? Was there any particular goal in mind here?
I guess it was mostly oriented towards public relations, getting people to see their fire station, and at the same time, interactions with their community leaders or representatives. So our town councilor has been invited, and we're hoping that we get quite a few residents to come see the fire station, talk to their local representatives, ask any questions, see our equipment, get a better idea of what we do and who we are.
Chief, how was it advertised to the community?
It was advertised in the Catoosa Currents, and I believe it was posted at the post office as well.
Okay, thank you.
Chief, before we go on, under the
At Facebook as well, but also put it on Facebook. Good. Yes, I'm sorry.
Just in terms of the responses for April and May, both of them under the headers are referred to as for March.
Yeah, it was a typo in my paperwork. I apologize.
Carol, who could not be here, car troubles, just wanted me to convey that very much that she and Jim Danhauser very much want to continue to be supportive of you and us in general relative to the Civic Association. So, it wasn't a complaint. It was just, hey, just remember we're here too. We want to always help try to spread the news.
Great. Okay. And they're the Currents, which is the Civic Association, is advertising for us for this event. So. We've had several commercial inspections over the last 2 months now. One of them has ultimately resulted in Pepper's Pantry or Big Daddy's, depending on what name it is. They've ultimately closed down. That was due mostly to the town of Barnstable Health Department issues, but there were also fire issues, building department issues. We had a joint inspection where we all showed up and conducted an inspection, which ultimately led to the building, to the business not being in business right now. But we've been busy with inspections. I was going to talk about Open Cape, but maybe should we talk about that now or under facilities?
Did we respond to that big fire the other day? What looked like over 149 or something?
Big fire.
A big cloud of smoke. Was that something that we responded to?
No, there was a controlled burn. That was in.
Okay.
That was the one in West Barnstable on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday they did a controlled burn in West Barnstable. We attempted to get some off-duty personnel to participate, but we weren't able to. We participated in many of the controlled burns around the Cape for training. We had one in Catoosa last year this time. We did a Crocker's Camp as a controlled burn. That was not it was lit on purpose to control vegetation. So it controls fire load and promotes the habitat that a lot of the animals around here live in. So it's an ecological as well as a fire management tool.
Do we, like with hydrant flushing, do we ever publicize that in any way?
No, we didn't.
I found calls from friends. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
It was on the radio. I heard it on the radio.
You heard it on the radio?
Yeah.
No, when we do the Burns and Katuit, we do the reverse 911 and notify everybody. But where it's in a neighboring town, point taken, it was probably a good idea that we put it on our Facebook posting at least. And we will do that in the future. But yeah, that's a good point.
Again, not a complaint, just a...
No, it's a good suggestion. I appreciate it. We'll make sure in the future we put those out. Because, yeah, there were a lot of... I know Calm had a few calls, 911 calls about it. Mashpee had a few. We didn't go out any, but...
Yeah, okay.
Good point. I'll move open Cape to the facilities, if you don't mind, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Talk about it then.
Mm-hmm.
We conducted promotional testing on the May 24th. We had four people test, and they all passed the written test. So we've got a promotional list with four people on it right now. Training.
Chief, who are those four people?
Who are they, four people? Pete Emerson, Kellen Daly, Eric Anderson, and Shane Clark. Thank you.
Thank you.
They all spent a significant amount of time studying and did very well in that, so. Training, I attended a FEMA class, Active Threat Integrated Response Course, that was taught at Calm Fire. There were representatives from fire and police throughout southeastern Massachusetts. They limited it to one fire and one police from each community, so I went as a representative from Katuit. It was a phenomenal class. It stressed the communication and coordination between police and fire for active threat responses. It was obvious from the class that without the class, responses would be less than coordinated, less than adequate. Police and fire don't have the same terminology. We don't use the same acronyms. We don't have common incident command systems. By the end of the class, the group that participated with each other was working pretty fluently and seamlessly with each other and on the same page communication-wise. But it was obvious that this is something that has to get rolled out to to the rest of the fire department and police departments. And we're working with Barnstable and Mashpee Police to participate in a larger coordinated program so everybody gets on the same page. But it's a step in the right direction. We're not there yet. But it certainly pointed out that there's a great need for that coordination and training, joint training. So you'll be hearing more about that hopefully shortly.
To that point, does our radio system interface with the Barnstable Police in a
yes.
fluid manner?
It does. We've got joint channels that we can go to, ITAC channels,
mm-hmm.
where police and fire can go to the same frequency. One of the best practices brought up by the federal government is that we actually stay on separate frequencies, that we have different missions and we coordinate in different ways. So we have a unified command post where all the information from fire and police gets funneled back to one place, so we're all on the same page. But police operate on one frequency and we use fire on the other frequency for medicals and triage and transport. So for active threat shooter type event, it's recommended we stay on separate frequencies. But we have the ability to go to a common frequency. That being more common like a search and rescue, search recovery, something like that, we can go to the same frequency. And every one of their radios and every one of ours has the ability to tune to the same frequency.
Good.
Actually, the communication system of the Cape is far better than most of the state. That's one of the things we brought out in class. Much of the state do not have the ability, police and fire, to talk together. So we're unique in that fashion.
What happens if there's a car accident that police respond to initially, let's say it's high speed, whatever it is, and there's a fire? How do we get notified? It's down on Putnam, let's say.
generally, the police would radio back their dispatch. There's a secure line between.
Back to them.
Yeah, there's a fixed hard line, communication line between police dispatch and our dispatch. And they pick up the phone. It's a ring down line, and they call over there. They have the ability to get on our frequency and call us directly, but that's generally not done. They generally pick up the ring down line and call our dispatch and relay the information to us.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Also training, Kellen Daly has been interviewed. He's been trying to get on the state hazmat team for many years, I believe. And there's been some turnover recently, and he interviewed and was appointed to the state hazmat team. So he's going through the physical and the paperwork to get straightened away on that, so, which is a great resource for us. He'll get continuing hazmat training through them. His responses are reimbursed through the state, and we'll have someone on site, you know, on the department with expertise in hazmat and continuing training in that area. So we're excited about that.
So Chief, would he be called out of Kootenai, out of the district?
Yes, he will. Yeah. He'll go on the state hazmat trucks in Bourne, I believe. They'll meet the hazmat truck and respond as needed.
Okay. Thank you.
It's not like he's going to Pittsfield or something.
They could, yeah. I guess it would have to be a big incident. There are regional hazmat teams. It would be a different region that would go there. But so I guess it would have to be something really big for that to happen. But I guess there's a remote possibility. Probably next to nothing, but yeah.
So would the region be sort of like southeastern?
It's southeastern Mass, yeah.
Do you have any history of like incident?
How many calls? No. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I don't know, how often we hear them on the radio, maybe on the Cape, maybe once a month, some type of accident, activation, maybe, if that, maybe every other month, 10 a year. Yeah, it's not a huge amount, but they've got a state trailer hazmat truck, so it's an invaluable resource when we need them. It's the expertise that most of us just don't have, so we've got people specially trained in that are able to come. They can send a partial team out with one or two or three people, or they can have a full team activation where you end up with a whole crew of people. So
what happens if he's on duty and gets called?
He goes.
And how do we backfill with?
Well, we generally we put on the radio or a text messaging looking for someone to come in and fill a shift for the rest of the whatever the tour is until he gets back.
Okay, thanks.
Pro EMS, the report was attached online. Personnel. We've got one firefighter out on IOD, looking at approximately 6 months, last estimate I had, which will be a significant expense for us going forward into the next fiscal year. It'll probably use up most of our IOD salary line item. We have an executive session scheduled tonight to deal with some personnel issues. And, oh, I wanted to request the appointment. We've got a call firefighter to apply.
I read his
resume. So Tim Shields, he lives in Mashpee. He's the stepson of a Mashpee captain. He's interviewed with me and with Lieutenant McNamara. I won a road race with him once. Great kid, military background. I think he'd be a great asset to the department. We're thinking that he's going to kind of step in Chris Gardner's footsteps and go along those same tracks. So we're looking to for a vote to appoint him as a call EMT. And the reason we're looking to be a call EMT at this point in time is we just want to make sure that he's got the interest and the motivation before we go and make him a call firefighter and send him away for firefighter training, which has an expense to the physical part of it, that we always want to make sure that he's got the drive and the motivation to go forward. So the idea is to bring him on as a call EMT, training in that area. And if he continues in Chris Gardner's footsteps, then we would make him a call firefighter. Next January, we would sponsor him in the Firefighter 1-2 program.
So he has done the basic certification?
He's an EMT. He's in paramedic class right now. I think he's almost completed his paramedic training. He was military police, I believe.
Yep.
So I'm curious, Chief, and I don't think it's a requirement now, but I'd kind of wonder why wouldn't he be here tonight for us to meet him?
We didn't invite him, I guess. I can certainly invite him back to meet
you. I'm not saying we hold off the vote. I'm just saying I'm just kind of.
I don't know. It's a good question. I guess I could certainly do that going forward in the future if we want to nominate someone that gives you guys a chance to meet that person.
Yeah, I think it's a great suggestion, Kevin. I read this and I was impressed. It would be great to also put sort of what we're seeing on paper to the person.
Right.
Like with Casey.
Casey. We had a chance to require a little bit more scrutiny.
No, I understand.
But I agree with you. I think that's a good idea. I will do that in the future. Would you be willing to appoint him as a call EMT, and then down the road, if we decide to bring him on further as a call firefighter, we'd bring him back in front of you then? Or?
I would move that we accept him as a call EMT.
Second.
In favor, Zana?
Conley.
Zace.
Thank you, and I will I'll take your suggestion and make sure that anybody in the future comes before us.
And let's set up a time to meet him, too.
Yeah, if he would like, if he would like to attend our next meeting,
I will invite him to attend.
Happy
next
to meet him then.
I like this one. He handled large sums of cuts at the Dedham Savings Bank.
That's a good thing. We don't have large sums of currency here, though. So. Next is apparatus 263. So 263, we've had one quote received for the corrosion issues. The pump panel, if you remember, the pump panel was corroded and it won't go in and out of pump anymore. The tank supports have rotted away. There was money appropriated several years ago as a $50,000 article, which was never used to do the work.
So this, by the way, is old business, Cindy.
Sure, old business.
But it's an apparatus. Get my point? Yeah. Okay.
We just recently, in the last 6 months, found out that the work was not completed in the past. We were alerted from our mechanic that the tank, that the truck had serious corrosion deficiencies. Found out that fortunately the money, the article money, is still available to us, so we can still do the work. We've had M&R Restoration, which is the recommended service company from our mechanic, give us a quote. It came in at about $48,000. We asked Fire One Manufacturing to give us a quote. They no-quoted it. They're not interested in the job. And we're waiting for a quote back from Minuteman Trucks. So we're waiting for a third quote, and hopefully we'll get that off quickly to get put back.
We're required to have all three?
We're required to seek three quotes. So the quote from Fire One Manufacturing, we requested a quote from them. They normally provide those type of services, and they are too busy and not interested. So that counts as one of the three. So, yes.
Yeah. So do you favor one of these?
Everybody I've talked to consistently says M&R Restoration is the company you want to do it. They said they are the best.
No, I looked at what they plan on doing. Yes.
It's pretty extensive.
So we need to get a couple more years out of this truck. So we're looking to buy a minimum of 5 years more out of the truck. So that's the
Chief. Chief, if I may, we've had conversations about whether or not we need two trucks in the district.
Yes.
And we had a conversation that you were going to look into, I think, whether or not there would be an insurance issue and rates to the taxpayer.
Yes.
Based on us not having two trucks and having only one.
Correct.
So did you by any chance have that conversation and look into the insurance ramifications?
No, I don't have the ISO insurance safety organization. I don't have their requirements for apparatus and what the change in our ratings would be. I kind of figured that looking into this would be a requirement before we spent large sums of money for a new vehicle. And the idea is to baby this thing or get it through another five years.
Well, my personal opinion here is,
yes.
Until we know whether or not there's a rate effect, I mean, as you had in your calls,
yes.
I think we responded to two fires and maybe two mutual aid fires.
Right.
Okay. We respond to, I'm not going to say 95%, but somewhere on some large number of percentages is ambulances.
Right.
So I personally would not be voting for that $50,000 to be spent at this point until we know what the ramifications are from an insurance point of view.
Okay.
Right? If there is a ramification, then by all means, let's get it fixed.
Right.
If there isn't, then frankly, again, as we've talked about, I'm frankly more in favor of starting some exercise work looking at another ambulance so that when a crew comes in as a backup, we have another ambulance available perhaps.
All right. We need to have some kind of backup. So trucks break on a regular basis, and when one of our fire trucks breaks, we can't afford to have no fire truck. So there's also other alternatives to that, whether it's a cooperative type agreement with another department or something else. So. I can't ask you for an appropriation right now anyways because I don't have three quotes.
Yeah, okay.
So before I come back for an appropriation for that money, I will investigate the ISO certifications, ratings, and what will happen if we drop down to one. And based on that, I will find out whether there's any other kind of options for a backup engine.
If we're out of service for 2 days because of, then we would, I would assume, look towards a mutual aid type situation. But let's have that conversation as appropriate.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll bring my information back to the next meeting. 266, thanks to Lieutenant McNamara, is at the dock. He's put some fenders in the dock to keep it from getting damaged from winds, and it's at the dock and in service. So.
And there have been some winds lately.
Yes.
Yep.
Facilities. So as you know, we've got some facilities challenges. Easiest one probably to talk about first is the roof. We unfortunately couldn't use the town pre-qualification list for bidders for the roof. They weren't any on it, so we've gone out to bid for the roof. We have not yet received any bids, but the sealed bids are due by the 21st of the month. So by next month, we will have, hopefully we'll have some bids and have you be able to approve a vendor for a new roof for the fire station.
What happens if we don't get any?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I got to do some more research into that. There's got to be I have never been in this situation before, but the state procurement's got hundreds of pages of rules and regulations how to buy and do anything, so I'm sure there's a rule on what to do if I don't get a bid. I know if I get a bid, what the rules are, we have to take the lowest qualified bid, but I don't know. I don't know the alternative. Hoping I don't have to find out, but we might.
Right.
So we'll deal with it. We'll get a new roof one way or the other. Security system. We've talked about a security system. I've been begging for bids. I just got two bids, which I can't get on my phone from here. The last set of bids we had came in at $53,000. I'm not comfortable spending that kind of money. I need to come back with a better solution, and I don't have one yet. So that'll be down the road. We'll come up with a better solution for a station security system. But that's part of what our needs are going to be.
Chief, if I can help you with any of that, if you want to talk through something like about that or look at it, want to have a set of eyes, let me know. I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That'd be great. I would like to request money. We've got in our current operating budget, we've got approximately just a little over $100,000 left in our operating budget this year, which if we don't use, this gets turned back into the town, which is a district, which is absolutely fine. I'm requesting that we use some of this leftover money to start our renovations now and take a load off the appropriated money we have in the future. What I have in a packet is a list of renovation budgets. The other thing?
Well, yeah, so I was just
reviewing
where the...
What I'm requesting tonight is approval to go forward with cabinets and countertops and appliances for the kitchen. We've gotten three sets of bids for kitchen cabinets and countertops, with us doing the cabinet removals and installation. So we would do it with our duty staff, would install the cabinets and remove the old cabinets. Those prices, the low price came in at $18,595. They're all 18,000.
But one of them was like 13.
That was with just the cabinets, not with the countertops. So when you add up the countertops in it, so they went from $18,595 to a high of $18,760.
Okay, yeah.
So that, and there's pictures online of the kitchen they designed. So what I request would be is that we buy the cabinets with extra leftover funds from this year and our staff install the cabinets. The appliances, we've got three sets of bids for appliances. These are the ones recommended by the kitchen designer. So the total budget for the appliances and kitchen come in at about $23,000. And that would take a load off of next year so we could use the money for the other things that we need, which are extensive, unfortunately.
So let's talk about the 100 grand in operations.
I think it's about $103,000 left over in our operations budget.
And we see nothing other than this kind of stuff.
Do what's that?
There's nothing sort of looming.
No, we've got 2 weeks left to use it. Yeah. So the money recycles July 1st. Nothing I know of in the next 2 weeks that I needed. The other thing I'd ask for money for the open gate, but that's $2,200. But we'll get to that afterwards.
Yes, we will.
If that works for you. So that would be my suggestion is that we... you know, right now, if we add up all of the quotes we have for the known repairs that are needed, we come up with about $102,000. That's given a $53,000 security system, which I don't think is appropriate. I think we can do better than that.
So we ought to be able to get this in under budget.
I'm hoping we go way under budget, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But as we go around the station, we also, so we went around the station the other day to look at security installation for the doors. We found that every one of our exterior doors is rotted. So we need all new doors in the station, and that's not part of this renovation budget. We're going to find more stuff, unfortunately, as we start going through the station doing stuff. As anybody who's renovated a house knows, stuff turns up.
Mm-hmm. Adam knows that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been some unaccounted for things that have shown up. So.
Hey, Chief, quick question.
Adult onset Tourette's.
Quick question. What's the best picture to look at to get a view of what's going on?
For the design of the kitchen?
Yes, sir.
I actually found the ceiling shot.
The bird's eye view is a good one.
So this should be kitchen proposal.
Oh, yeah.
That's, one, two, three. Those are the quotes.
What's that counter made out of, Chief?
Cambria? Let me see what it says. It says in the quotes.
It's a manufacturer of countertop surfaces,
yeah,
man-made.
Cambria.
Quartz, yeah. Okay.
They all quoted quartz Cambria countertops.
It's quartz and glue.
And you got to
manufacturer.
So, okay.
And you got to close off the opening into the larger room.
Just to make more room for cabinets.
Yep.
But we're not making the kitchen any bigger. We're just making better use of the space we have.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Chief, I think the pricing, especially when you consider the work that sounds like the guys are willing to do, is phenomenal.
If we had hired, I think the general contractor that was looking at the district facility was talking about close to $300,000 to remodel our fire station, and that wasn't with security systems or anything else. So by doing it ourselves and being the general contractor and doing it in smaller pieces, which make the bidding process less complicated, we can save a ton of money. So.
So we're talking about the kitchen, the cabinets, a countertop.
Yes.
And a refrigerator, an oven, and a microwave.
Two refrigerators, one oven, and one microwave.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Two.
Yeah.
One, two.
And we look for appliances that were not industrial, but not somewhere in the middle, somewhere that were more heavy duty because they get fairly abused. Mm-hmm. They get a lot of use.
Chief, my suggestion on those, by the way,
yes,
would be to go across the board with CAM.
That's what I would like. CAM said they'll beat any price. So most of CAM was the lowest price with most of them. They were $2 higher for the fridge.
Right. Buy them all from one place. CAM's going to support them after warranty them or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll drop their price like $2 to beat or $3 to drop the other price.
Yeah, give them all three, they'll drop it.
So this is above the line. We're not talking about tile.
No,
paint,
we're
carpet,
not ready for tile. That's after the kitchen's done.
New.
We worry about that's a bigger project, and that's going to take more time to get done. I got to get a contractor. I got to bid it. There's no way I can get that in this year's budget.
How many exterior doors are a problem?
How many exterior doors in the station we've got? Three on one side. Four, five, five.
Four problem. One in there. One in the back.
Isn't that rotted too, though?
Lieutenant Mack, you think this is just the door? Are you talking about the frame and the jams and all that as well, sills, or the threshold?
No,
the whole thing. Okay.
All the interior doors. Many of the interior doors in the stations have significant damage or missing hardware or just don't fit. They don't even can't close them. So there's a...
Yeah, there's...
We're going to have a, Vitello's is going to come by and look at all the doors and give us a price list on all the doors, which obviously we're going to get more than, we get three or more quotes on doors, but that'll be for next fiscal year.
Some of those door and frame problems were related to the old leaks, right?
The door going out towards the, what's that other property, 56?
Yeah.
52. That door going out that way to the set of stairs was due to some water, runoff problems.
So, Chief, for purposes of this conversation, you're looking relative to the kitchen specifically right now.
I'm looking at the kitchen specifically. The kitchen, and that's where we can spend money quickly get contracts signed and use existing budget, fiscal FY 2019 budget money to do it. Take a load off next year's article, and hopefully we'll be able to turn money back in next year.
Okay, so 18.5 plus 21 plus 2,070 plus 425 is what you're talking
about. That's the proposal, yeah. So we can get those on order, get them in, this year's budget.
Shy of 25,000, right?
Yeah, just over 23, maybe, I think.
Right. So do we need a motion here?
Yeah.
So I make a motion that we accept the chief's recommendation for the kitchen to leverage funding already available to go forward with the kitchen renovations.
Second.
In the motion, do we have to have the total?
No, I don't think so. I just need your approval to, you said before that anything over $5,000, you may run through you guys, which I think is absolutely appropriate. So I'm looking for your support to spend the money.
So the only thing I would add is that as shown here, the 18.5, the 20, and I know you're going to cut $2 off of that from the CAM.
At least I might get three.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Move the vote. In favor? Pisano?
Sorry. Conley?
Pizzace.
Okay.
The other item for facilities that I want to discuss yet again is Open Cape. So as we looked at the security system, one of the factors that would make it less money is if we had a fiber optic connection where we could upload our any video data to the comm dispatch system. Without that, using the company that we headquartered, the state bid company, it was going to cost an extra $10,000 for routers and computer systems to handle the data in-house. With a fiber system, we can just blast it all to the dispatch center. The dispatcher can monitor our video feeds, and they record it there at no cost to us. As well as the fact that having a fiber connection greatly increases our speed of connection, which I know we're mostly desktop, systems. It's not we don't do dispatch systems in our station, so the speed is not critical for that. But we're doing more and more of our training online, video systems online training. I think we're going this way eventually, anyways. If I can get this up and running. Especially with extra money left in this year's budget, it's $2,200 to get hooked up. I take it back, it's $800 switch too. So it's $3,000 to get hooked up, and the monthly cost is $175 compared to about $104 for Comcast. So the net cost is about $3,000 and $70 a month more. So it's a higher cost, but I think the reliability is dramatically better. Comcast does go down once in a while. Open Cape has got a better track record. I know it's not life and death.
I bring up again in that context, can we roll the Verizon phone lines into a VoIP system?
We can. So we can do a voice over IP phone system, and the system would be better. They'd give us new phones, online ability to get voice messaging, but the monthly cost is about the same as what we're paying. There's no monthly savings in going voice over IP. I wish I could say there was, but there's not.
The way we discussed this a few meetings ago in terms of rationalizing the expense and the return had to do with the savings in training, as I understand. That was the big win for us.
We've been saving money in training. We do more online training than we've ever done before. Is that right, Lieutenant? Have you seen any issues with speed, with things bogging down or not working with online training? Okay, I haven't heard any complaints from anybody saying that you know what the online video is not working. But it's only gonna, as you know, the video quality is going up and up every day. More and more people are using it. There's sometimes more than one person doing more different classes online at the same time. I think we're. My guess is we're maxing out the Comcast system the way it is, and we're on the verge of needing something more. Can we get by with what we have yet? We can get by with Comcast. It's not going to kill us to get by with Comcast for longer, but I think going to Open Cape gives us a more reliable ability to expand and do more.
We shut off Comcast, right, and that's just the internet feed. The Comcast TV would still work ever so.
I'm sorry, it was?
Would that be the internet fee? You said it's $175, I think, for Comcast, right?
Yeah, it's $175 for OpenCape and $104 for Comcast.
Excuse me, $104. And what does that include?
$105, $104.95.
Okay, so what does that include for Comcast? That's obviously
internet. Just internet.
That's just internet. Yeah. So the Comcast television feed would still. I'm sorry? Oh, okay, that's cool. I didn't realize that. That's great. Thank you.
Can you say that again, Senator McNamara? What the union pay? Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to understand where that was at. So that's
we just covered the internet connection.
So it's the 104 would go away, 175 would come in.
Yeah.
More reliability, more bandwidth.
Yes.
More flexibility going forward. $3,000 plus 75 a month.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have you asked why they're charging $2,200 to put a cat patch cable in?
They subcontract it out. OpenCape doesn't do the work. They have subcontractors that go in and do the fiber connections. Yeah. That's what they report. They don't make any money on it. It's just a pass-on fee that they reported to tie. I honestly don't know how complicated it is to take fibers and tie them together. But that's what this fiber company charges.
They all have connectors, and they go like this.
I think part of the problem is our fiber is not terminated anywhere. The fiber that we have in our station and the one that runs into the library that's connected to us is just lying there in a cut end. It's not terminated to a connector.
I see.
The town roughed them out, and they never did finish connections to any of them. So it's not a.
Do they have to string cable from somewhere to someplace?
No, it's already in. The cable already exists.
But in terms of the termination, but wherever it terminates now, it terminates in the building?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's in our building. It's right next to where our electronics rack is, but it's just a black wire hanging out.
And it goes to the library.
And it goes to the library.
So it would get patched in for the $2,200. Right. It would get connected into the library.
And there'd be the switch that would be the internal switch. So it's a total of $3,000 fee.
$2,200, that's highway robbery. That's basically someone saying, I have you over a barrel. I can do this.
Well, they got... Excuse me, OpenCape contracts it out. I don't know how many contracts they have, and I honestly have no idea what's reasonable.
I'm not laying it.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. I know you're not. Yeah. They're not making any money on it. It's just a pass on for them. So, yeah, you got me.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you want to do it. Do you want to do it?
I actually am in favor of it because I think that going forward, its applicability to improving our security system is going to make it highly relevant.
I can foresee the future where more video data emanating from equipment and or the facility needs to be received and or transmitted. I absolutely can see that.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the chief's recommendation and move forward with OpenCape and the contract as stipulated.
Second.
In favor? Pisano?
Conley.
Zace.
We got it.
Thank you.
Complain bitterly about the $2,200.
I will.
If you would.
I will give them a hard time.
We're probably not going to get any of it, but just
no, we're probably
it
not.
Make me feel good.
All the other town of Barnesville fire departments are hooked up to it as well, so it's like everybody's on it right now.
Yeah.
Not that that's a reason to go to it, but it's as well as the training facilities, the county training academy.
The optical switch is $800.
$800, yeah. Well,
that's an interesting that's an important piece of the whole thing.
I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I was saying
3916 switch.
Yeah, $800 for that.
Yeah.
Look at this. You have to plug a cable in.
Well, they have to terminate the cable, but like I said, I have no idea what that means.
It means putting a connector like a RJ45 on it.
Is that what it is for fibers? Okay.
I'm not kidding. It's
I believe you.
You've seen them clip. You know, crimp telephone cables?
I've seen new telephone and cat, you know, 8 cable, but I've never
unfreaking believable. It's not your fault. It's the way of the world. Let's jam it to the fire department.
They're actually, the OpenCape's giving us, they give fire public service a much better rate than they give private industry, so we get a very much discount. They could pay close to half what
yeah, no. They're outsourcing it, and someone's yeah. just, it's like baggage fees for airlines. Yeah.
Yep.
Chief, if you would just make a note that once we get the kitchen renovations underway, that I would strongly urge that the next priority be the build out of the replacement offices.
Okay.
Well, I think
I hear you. At the same time, exterior doors concern me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I thought that was already on the list under security. But yes,
yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I just want to put a high priority on that as well. Okay.
I have nothing else under old business. Proceeding to new business, which is really old business. Choose the name of the boat.
Mr. Rosano, could I step in here?
Please.
Part of the conversation. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to Chris Dolly, the chief. They advertised things, got it to the school. We ended up with somewhere around 60 recommendations, of which I have in my hand right here, as do you all. So exciting names, some good options here. There was a late entry that I think made it to the final cut, which is Siren, which has some dubious beginnings.
Dubious provenance? I tell you, I heard it from somebody. I don't remember.
Okay, so to put it on the table, it has been presented by Commissioner Zace, but there was somebody who was behind it, so it's still part of the conversation. My suggestion slash request is that we each name the top three names that we like. Open it for conversation, then move to vote. Okay. And perhaps even smile while we're doing it.
Do we get a perhaps. Detail? By the way,
that sounds like a perfectly reasonable way to proceed.
And I would like to, can I start, Commissioner?
You certainly may.
I like Siren.
The design for the trucks?
Yeah, like you and Kevin working on decals for the trucks.
Yes, it's the new pickup truck, 260.
Point of order,
excuse me, gentlemen.
Sorry.
Point of order, okay. Sorry.
Is it point of order? Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so my top three. Before Siren became part of the conversation was turnout time. I thought absolutely appropriate. I happen to have liked the Kituit Rescue, Kituit, R-E-S, capital Q, in the spirit of Kituit. So those were my top three as I came into tonight.
Are you smiling?
I am smiling. I'm having a wonderful time, thank you. So I would move to Commissioner Zace for his input. We'll reserve the final comments for Commissioner Pisano.
I had a huge laugh at Bodie McBoatface. I'm sorry. It was not one of my favorites. It was just in Rude Awakening. Those were funny.
I was told today that's a real boat. I looked it up, and it is. So that was pretty interesting.
I liked, I don't know, call me Corny or Disney, or like Poseidon. I like Squirt.
So you said Poseidon, I think you said?
Yeah. And Siren.
What was the other one, I'm sorry?
Squirt.
Squirt.
Does someone have Squirt? Or so?
Off there, yep. I got Squirt, yep.
Two. Yeah.
And did you have a third one? Poseidon, Squirt?
Siren.
I'm sorry? Oh, Siren, yep. Okay, so no overlaps there. Commissioner Pisano?
Unfortunately, I only have two selections, and that is Can Do It and Delilah.
Can Do It and Delilah.
Oh, come on, you got to have a third. Go with Siren. Make it easy.
Well, if really pressed, I'd go with Firebell.
Firebell?
That?
Page two toward the bottom.
Firebell, okay.
Chief, I'm going to expand the conversation to you at this point. Did you have any thoughts?
Nope.
Thank you, Chief, for your support.
All you.
And I'm actually going to go to the audience. Lieutenant McNamara, by chance, have you seen these names? Okay, Chief, and Lieutenant, and you've had quite a bit of work that you've done on the boat. Did you have any particular thought? Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Lou. Really? You gotta have something. Wetsuit? Come on, have a wetsuit.
Okay, so real quick, we'll go through it.
Wait, what about the rest? Anybody else? Fran? Amy? No.
you have something?
Did you see the list, Fran?
I would, this is off. I would go with Can't Do It.
Oh. There's some history there.
That's right.
Okay.
Can't Do It, strong entry. Amy?
Sure. Okay. So.
Is it three words?
No, one word.
C-A-N-D-O-I-T.
So, and it actually was recommended twice, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, can I make a suggestion? We go through real quick why we thought those were the right ones, and then we go to a vote.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Turnout time is a reference to response within the fire department, within the fire service, I believe. Right? So it seemed like an absolutely appropriate name. I went with either Catuit Rescue or Spirit of Catuit. I stayed away from fire type names personally because, you know, it's an overall response. So I didn't want to focus on fire personally. Okay, so those were where I came up with those three.
I liked siren because I think that's not related to whatever the response is. It could be medical, it could be fire. Yeah. It's just something that happens. Same thing with fire bell. You know, it's like turnout.
Got it.
Going out of the house.
Siren wasn't relevant to the.
But it's also
mermaids.
Sea. It also has something to do with the sea. That's why I liked it. However, I didn't know. I thought Fran made a very strong appeal to me anyway about Can Do It. I thought that was terrific. I like the. Hang on.
Terrible point.
I really really like that. So I'm, Cindy. Go ahead.
I withdraw siren. It was me that pulled.
You did. Is that how my wife heard it?
I put it out there, yes. And the reason I put it out is I wanted something relevant to it. And the museum, the mermaid, and that would be something that I'd like to
do together. I go right to Can Do It. I thought that was the best reasoning,
you're up next.
Honestly, behind anything. Thanks, Fran.
Okay.
Especially D-Day, I mean, amphibious landing.
Commissioner Pisano?
As I confessed earlier, I hadn't even originally thought of a third, and Delilah just made me smile, but Can Do It was my first choice.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we name the boat Can Do It.
Second. Further discussion?
Call the vote. All in favor. Pisano.
Conley.
Zace.
Dunn.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Last item on new business is year-end budget requests.
Kind of already covered that, sorry.
Yeah, I think so. At this point, the committee will go into executive session. We will be citing the open meeting law exception 1 to discuss discipline or dismissal of or complaints or charges brought against a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual. The committee does not expect to return to open session.
Second?
Oh, did you say move?
Yeah. So moved.
Okay.
Second is heard. In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
Zace.